This is GIS News. Coming up, government collects $3 billion in property tax. Petrocaribe invests over $2 billion in social projects and bamboo pre-processing plant implemented. Details after this message.
Come everybody, make we join the line, celebrate.
Join the Ministry of Youth and Culture as we celebrate emancipation and independence under the theme
Proud and Free Jamaica 53.
Check out Independence Village in Kingston
from August 1 to 6.
Rural Jamaica comes alive with emancipation vigils,
church services,
sounds of drums,
street dances,
fun days and concerts.
Make sure to line the streets as the festival bandwagon passes through your community with the best of the local talents.
Visit jcdc.gov.jm and its social media pages for further details.
Make we celebrate with culture. We people, how we freedom!
Now the news. The government has collected some $3 billion in property tax since the start of the 2015-2016 financial year. Making the disclosure Monday, Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel Arskett, said the target for the year is $7.26 billion, which he hopes will be achieved or surpassed. All property owners are therefore being urged to pay their property taxes.
The property taxes pay for two main items, the public cleansing and street lights. The street lights, we have a current recurrent expenditure of just over $3 billion, and we have arrears in the order of $2 billion. So you cannot see the struggle that we have in terms of closing the gap.
Minister Arskett says a total of $7.47 billion was collected in property tax for the period 2014-2015, representing a compliance rate of 54%. The Petrocaribe Development Fund, PDF, has provided over $800 million in development funding for the construction of housing solutions for vulnerable Jamaicans over the last 2 years. Client relations manager at the PDF, Shakira Commons, says the provision of housing solutions has been the primary focus for the agency's social intervention efforts. She said the PDF partnered with Food for the Poor and the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, to construct the housing units.
We have delivered approximately 3,000 housing units through the Food for the Poor and the JEEP program, and it has been at a cost of maybe approximately 800 million Jamaican dollars so far to date.
Mrs. Cowan was speaking at a GIS think tank session on Tuesday. She adds that the PDF has provided over $900 million to date for the installation of laboratory systems in primary and all-age schools across the island. This was done in partnership with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says the Jamaica Constabulary Force will be implementing a fleet management system to supervise the handling of police service vehicles. Dr. Williams says a system will be established to ensure greater accountability for persons who drive police vehicles.
We are ensuring that we overhaul the transport and maintenance division at Kingston and at various areas to deal with the repairs and maintenance of police vehicles so that they can be kept on the roads.
The police commissioner was speaking on Tuesday at the handing over ceremony for 12 Toyota Hilux pickups. The vehicles donated by the Tourism Enhancement Fund at a cost of $45 million will be deployed primarily to resort areas. An additional 60 motorbikes and 70 motor vehicles, including trucks, cars and pickups, prisoner transport and buses will also be obtained. And an agreement has been signed between the Planning Institute of Jamaica's Community Renewal Program and the Organization of American States for funding of the Peckham Bamboo Project. The $130,000 agreement will seek to advance the bamboo value chain in Jamaica. State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce Sharon Folks Abrahams says advancing the bamboo industry will contribute to community development, which is an urgent priority of the government.
In this Peckham project, it is a beautiful alignment that we see our government policy and the OASIS program on social development and the creation of productive employment as both aim to promote the creation of opportunities for productive employment, particularly among vulnerable groups.
Mrs. Folks Abraham was speaking at a signing ceremony for the implementation of the Peckham Bamboo Pre-Processing Project in Kingston on Tuesday. That was GIS News. I'm Minthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.